Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is Paganini's Last Testimony by John Rose. Thank you for listening.
In a letter to the Cardinal Tardini, Father Petro Cavarelli writes, "In May, the year of our Lord, 1840, I constantly visited the maestro Paganini in vain attempts to hear his confession. I besought him to prepare for a good death, since the end was very near. However,
now since God has been teaching me and showing me these things, I understand quite clearly how it was, praise God, and why it was that the people of God killed off all the prophets.
Despite my repeated urgings, I was unable to bring him to utter the names of Jesus or Maria.
Amen. God sent the prophet into the body to point out the things that the people were doing wrong. And I want you to know, praise God, saved or not saved.
On no occasion did he answer my pleas to repent and give some sign that he was a Christian.
People don't want you to point out their sins. They, praise God, don't want you to tell them what they're doing wrong.
He never gave the slightest indication of a desire to prepare himself for eternity. Indeed,
all they want to do is point their finger at everybody else. But I want you to know today that the word of God is right.
Around his room hung many obscene paintings. One of Venus in the most shameful and disgraceful posture.
That doesn't mean that it's not right because I do wrong. The word of God is right all by itself.
On my last visit to this unrepentant sinner, he hissed the most vulgar abuse at me in a voice.
And whenever the world finds you wrong, praise God, don't get mad.
The devil himself might use.
Just get down on your knees and repent.
He made it clear to me that if I entered his room again,
go before God and get your life straightened out with God. Praise God.
He would leap from his deathbed and do me some physical mischief. Archives of Milan Cathedral. The Abbe Jacopo Cellini writes, "On the morning of September 14, 1801, I attended solemn pontifical mass in Milan Cathedral. It so happened that it fell to a certain Paganini to play a concerto at the conclusion of the Kyrie. Within minutes, this sanctuary of the Lord was in uproar. as this violinist performed all kinds of diabolical tricks and effects on his instrument, imitating the sound of elephants, donkeys, cats, birds, the ecstasy of lovers, the sound of a storm.
The sound of a storm.
His face wore a macabre smile as he screeched and scratched away. Many of the assembled congregation ran from the building in panic. Some of these souls have never recovered from that incident and live on in a state of perpetual torment. The respected Hungarian physician and composer Peter Lichtenthal writes, at a concert in La Scala, October 29, 1813, I witnessed the phenomenal wizard Paganini. He took away everyone's breath. I would like to say that, in my opinion, he is the greatest violinist in the world.
Yes, he is!
His playing is truly inexplicable. He performs certain passage work, leaps and double stops, that I've never heard before. He plays with special fingering of his own the most difficult passages in 2, 3, and 4 parts. He performs compositions on one string and in the most amazing manner plucks a bass accompaniment on the others. Not content with this, he plays pieces using 2 or 3 bows, sometimes on 2 violins at the same time. His concert is punctuated with screams of delight as members of the audience witness a miracle cure on one of their fellows. Dr. Julius Sieber, writing in his book Paganini, A Psychological Study, published in the Jahrbuch für Sexuelle Zwischenstufen, 1914. Quote, I dispute that Paganini was the great sexual athlete and Romeo that contemporaries say. Accounts of his hysteria, tendency to tears, irritability, carelessness in dress, vanity, the imitative performances on violin of the voices of old women, represent to me the indisputable hallmarks of a homosexual. When he left for Vienna, he took with him an envelope containing prescriptions, and I quote, for shortening one's life, unquote. It seemed certain that he was prepared for the dire effects of venereal infections or the public exposure of his homosexuality. It would appear that from this time on, the possibility of suicide was ever present with him. Composer Valdabrini writing in his memoirs, 1817. I composed a violin concerto for Paganini to perform at a concert in Verona. Imagine my outrage when this man appears on the concert platform, not with a violin bow in his right hand, but a stick, a piece of reed cane. He then proceeded to play the whole concerto, producing a weird buzzing sound through his violin. This is the greatest insult that my music has ever suffered. I will have my revenge one day. The critic Friedrich Marx in the Berliner Musikalische Zeitung writes, 1831, January 10... The man appeared on stage, bewitched, and had a bewitching effect on every person present.
Oh, and the girls had come.
He sails nonchalantly.
And the boys had come and go crazy.
Possessed over all technical difficulties.
And have all sorts of pandemonium and...
Interspersed with the most audacious flashes of a satirically destructive humor. Till his eyes take on the glow of a deeper... darker passion.
Officers would carry him out on stretchers and haul him over to the psycho ward.
The tones become more penetrating and onrushing, so that it seems as though he were lashing the violin. He stamps his foot, and a contemptuous smile parts his lips to show the black toothless cavern of his mouth.
And mothers and daddies let their kids go to watch a bunch of filth like that, see?
He detaches himself from himself by continuously pacing back and forth. There is a satanic thing about this creature.
And then it wasn't very long until the devil said, say, this thing's working.
The external elements of his playing, all the seemingly impossible tour de force, this combination of rapid arco and pizzicato runs. These octave passages on one string, all these are merely vehicles. They really mean nothing to him. This was not violin playing. This was not music.
This is something. This is great.
It was witchcraft. The spellbound audience reached out their arms, ready to obey any command.
Just put all your trust.
writing in April 17th, 1831, the eminent musicologist Dr. F. Gurr says, Paganini reverses all the rules. He takes offbeats with a downbow and downbeats with an upbow. His wrist moves in the opposite direction of a bow stroke, and his right elbow performs a series of disjointed angular jerks.
Nobody in that town stopped him. Nobody in that town received a miracle.
As to the fingers of his left hand, they are at least 5 centimeters longer than those of the right hand. He can bend his thumb back to an extraordinary degree.
But here's a blind man, somebody told him. There's a blind man healer. If he ever comes to town, get to him.
And the peculiar disposition of his shoulders enables him to hold 2 violins at the same time without the use of his arms.
He heard the rustle of the crowd, and he finally stopped somebody and said, "Who is it visiting our town?"
In last week's concert, between phrases, he wielded his bow around his head, sending the audience into a breathless kind of trance.
He said, "Oh, my God, it's the blind man healer. Hallelujah. He was blind. He couldn't see him, but he could hear the rustle of the crowd. He heard the noise, the area where all the people were rushing to. And all of a sudden, he cried."
Some say the devil guides his bow.
"With a loud voice, how bad do you want this thing?"
Whether true or false, the masses believe it.
Some of you people sit in church like a wart on a pickle.
People flock to his concerts. The sick, the crippled, the blind.
"Samuel, when the Lord gets ready, he'll heal me."
The half dead.
"Heal me."
The mentally deranged.
"Heal me. Heal me. Heal me."
The pathological.
"Heal me."
The disordered, distempered.
"Heal me."
Affected.
"Heal me.
Infected.
Heal me. Heal me."
Morbific,
heal
pathogenic,
me.
Festering,
me.
Consumptive,
me.
Dropsical,
me.
Anemic,
me.
Arthritic, rheumatic, palsy, paralyzed,
me.
Paralytic, spastic,
me.
Leprous,
heal
cancerous,
me.
Cankered, syphilitic,
me.
Veneral,
heal
gouty,
me.
Fevered,
heal
ulcerous,
me.
Fistula,
heal
ulcerated,
me.
Spotty, mangy bunch of degenerates. They think his magic bow can cure them.
"I come to town to tell you he's been ready for 2,000 years. He paid the price. He's waiting for you."
As for the magician himself, he looks like death, a medical disaster. Perhaps he can heal others, but he cannot heal his own person.
"To take the first step and stretch out on his word and lay claim to that promise. Raise your hands and shout praise the Lord."
Paganini, in a letter to Achilles. "It seems I am condemned to die of consumption, but what is worse, I cannot piss. For the moment, I am taking certain powders that tend to diminish the pain.
I'm not going to give you a tranquilizer.
And my doctor is introducing a tin tube into my bladder to draw off the urine. Soon, he will introduce an instrument at the neck of my bladder to enable me to siphon off the urine without his aid. A small mercy. My left tail has swollen to the size of a large pear.
habits of morbidity, habits of indisposition. They are always saying I have ungracious and rude behavior. I will always comply with your wishes, Mother. Fit as a fiddle, you used to say. Hypochondria has its charm.
Hypertension.
Most ideas of occupational disease.
Apoplexy. Hardened arteries. Phlebitis. Thrombosis. Blood clots.
I have it all. Like the plague. Black, contagious, bubonic. Those cars. What do they know? Scabs, a lot of them. I never knew music contained such sounds. Quote.
Leukemia, leprosy, albinism,
colitis,
dermatitis,
biliousness, nausea, retching, flatulence, acidiosis, colic, grimes, gastroglia, bellyache, stomachache, ulcer, constipation. And this was the effect of a simple melody. Quote. Holy Mother, what do they want? Infectious guitar. Rhinitis, sinusitis, tonsillitis, pharyngitis, laryngitis, trachitis, pericondritis, bronchitis, pneumonia, bronchopneumonia, diphtheria, whooping cough, internal bleeding.
I have it all. He is the incarnation of desire, scorn, madness, and burning pain. Quote. He often scratches and scrapes quite unexpectedly, as if he were ashamed of giving way to tender emotion. Quote. I will divert them. I hold all those idiots at the end. He came to see me 3 days later, boiling water on my legs 4 times a day. You are saved, he said. I will cure all your ills. Your lungs are not yet perfected. Surgeons dig out my pit with huge needles, scalpels, scissors. When we called on him for the last time, he was wearing a black nightcap and fur-lined boots. They will say it was all technique. June 15th, 1840. In a letter to Pope Pius X, the Cardinal Tardini writes, Mother Church has been ridiculed and wronged by this agent of the devil, and I too will have my revenge.
Seeing the day approaching, I mean it's coming fast, isn't it?
Paganini will find no rest after his death.
The day is coming fast. It won't be long now.
He will not lie in consecrated ground. I will excommunicate this foul instrument of Satan's work. For 3 years, his body will lie unburied.
We may not finish this service tonight.
The stench of his remains will need not one, not two, but 3 coffins to contain and preserve.
And I'll tell you, we're gonna move on!
this example of rampant sin. What is left of this unrepentant mortal?
I don't have any roots down here!
Will be kept
going home
in the abandoned leper colony at Villefranche as an example to all wrongdoers.
There waits for me a glad tomorrow. Amen.
That the church will not be mocked.
Gates of pearl are gonna swing open wide.
I will ensure that this man, his music, and his instruments of spells and witchery
dwell upon the other side.
Will never find peace.
You just heard Paganini's Last Testimony by John Rose, broadcast by New American Radio.